Conifer Slope is home to a diverse collection of conifer trees. Conifers are gymnosperms, meaning naked seeds, since their seeds are held in cones instead of protected by a fleshy fruit. In the spring, look for the tiny tan-colored male cones on branch tips and larger female cones near the tops of the trees. Young female cones come in many colors, such as burgundy, purple, and green with silver edges, making Conifer Slope a beautiful place to visit in spring. Most conifers are evergreen and have thin, flattened leaves called needles. Conifers evolve needles with thick, waxy coatings to help prevent water loss during the winter months. Getting to know the shapes of cones and needles is an ideal way to begin to tell the difference between conifer trees. The central area of this north-facing slope is an ideal site for fir trees of the genus Abies because it is sheltered from harsh winter sun and winds and has good drainage. Firs are a major focus of the Botanic Gardens conifer collection because the genus is not well represented in most public gardens. A wide variety of other conifers are also planted here, including pines, spruces, larches, junipers, cedars, hemlocks, and more. Though most of Conifer Slope is covered in tall trees, Keensel Overlook is dedicated exclusively to dwarf conifer varieties. You can find Keensel Overlook at the top of Conifer Slope on Tower Road. This intimate garden features unusual conifers that have been selected for their ornamental qualities, such as dwarf stature or gold-colored needles. It also offers a stunning view of the gardens around the Nevin Welcome Center. Keensel Overlook was dedicated in 1986 by Lester Keensel to his wife, Marjorie Van Order Keensel, a native of the local Forest Home neighborhood and a member of the Cornell class of 1926. Its year-round beauty and proximity to Cornell's Dairy Bar make it a popular spot for visitors, professors, and students to walk, study, or eat lunch. Visit the Cornell Dairy Bar across the street in Stocking Hall for lunch and to sample ice cream made here at Cornell. To learn more about the gardens here and within nearby F.R. Newman Arboretum, look for signs to access other audio tours during your visit.